Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. World-renowned cardiologist and internationally recognized pioneer in cardiac disease prevention, Dr. Arthur Agatston, introduced us to the South Beach diet 17 years ago. Quickly, it spread across the world, recognized as one of the healthiest ways of eating, and the South Beach principles have stood the test of time. More than 23 million copies of the South Beach diet and its companion books are currently in print. And now the original South Beach diet is back and enhanced with the latest science. In Dr. Agatston's newest book, The New Keto-Friendly South Beach Diet, rev up your metabolism and improve your health with the latest science in weight loss. And back with us on the program, Dr. Arthur Agatston, author of The New Keto-Friendly South Beach Diet. Doctor, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
This is really exciting, the new book. Now, the original South Beach diet is back, as I say, enhanced with the latest science. Why did you decide to update the South Beach diet now and make it keto-friendly?
Well, there's really been an explosion of scientific evidence over the past decade or so. And we're taking advantage of that with our cardiology practice. We've made changes, but it was really it really started with an experience of mine. It was my realization I was truly addicted to sugar, and it was reading some of the latest research from a friend, Dr. Robert Lustig, who wrote the Hacking of the American Mind, about how we're addicted, that sugar addiction is similar to alcohol, to cigarette addiction, even to video games, and it all works through the same pathway in our brain. So after a very healthy dinner one night, we had a blueberry pie for dessert. I was inhaling the blueberry pie, and my wife told me to slow up. My son said, "Dad, what are you doing?" I slowed up, I stopped, and then later when everybody cleared the area, I snuck back into the kitchen, and I consumed the whole pie, telling myself that, well, blueberries were antioxidants. So here's a cardiologist writing diet books, lying to himself. And what I learned from Dr. Lustig at the time, that I was truly addicted to sugar, which for so many of your viewers is important because it's not your fault. It's not a lack of discipline, which is what I always thought it was. So what we did, we prolonged the first phase of the diet long enough, that's the more strict phase of low carb, and that gives us a time both to get rid of our addictions, and also it teaches our enzymes that burn fat to be more efficient. It takes more than a few weeks, it takes a month to many months. And when I did that, I started feeling so good physically and mentally. Our patients describe it, and I describe it like a fountain of youth. You feel better, you look better, you think better, and we understand why. And we also added intermittent fasting, and for some people, as we use in our office, we do complete ketosis. That's really strict. You should do it in consultation with your doctor. So we integrate several strategies. And the results have just really been fantastic. So it was time to update.
With us on the program is Dr. Arthur Agatston talking about his new book, The New Keto-Friendly South Beach Diet. You have a new classification of good and fats as well, good and bad fats. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about that, because this is important as everything is in your new book.
Yeah, part of the explosion of science was that, in particular, full-fat dairy is actually good for your heart, helps you prevent diabetes. So you shouldn't be going for low-fat yogurt, for low-fat milk. Full-fat is healthy. Think of mother's milk. That's the one type of nutrient that's absolutely made for man that comes from our mother's milk. It's high in saturated fat. It's really keto friendly, and also with meat, including red meat, the saturated fat, that increases your total cholesterol, but just your large cholesterol particles, where it's the small cholesterol particles that are made when you have too much sugar that actually cause heart disease. And so this is a lot of very important new science. And so we classify a lot of the saturated fats now in the good fat category, and the so-called vegetable oils, there's more and more evidence, even when they're not hydrogenated, they become easily oxidized. Those are squarely in the bad fat category. So we've changed, to some degree, the original classifications of good and bad fat based on new science.
Applying the latest science, with us on the program, Dr. Arthur Agatston. His new book is The New Keto-Friendly South Beach Diet. Rev your metabolism, improve your health with the latest science of weight. The book is available wherever books are sold. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Great to have you as always. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.